Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which just fits the mold. It's the 21st day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the climate of the basin. Just a beautiful day. Blue sky. I went outside and looked, and you know, they haven't chemtrailed it yet, but an awesome day, all things being considered. Well, let's see what kind of duplicity and treachery we're going to start looking at right out the bat. Melania Trump urged her husband to end border separation policy, and you got to know we're going to get into this when we get back.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Melania Trump urged her husband to end border separation policy. And if you people have been watching the mainstream stupid box, hey, man, you know what? Somebody tried to push, you know, against these foreigners coming into our country, these son of a bitches who have no goddamn nothing here. Oh, God, Melania Trump, this foreign whore. We can't even speak our language clearly. She stepped up to say that you're gonna turn over the bucks. You're gonna give up the free Walmart. You're gonna give up your homes. You're gonna give up your lives in the end because these goddamn foreigners, my foreign brethren and sistern, are more important than you people. I was watching just before I came up here. You know, we just put it up that they're taking these kids and putting them in New York City. You're flying them to New York. You're flying them to Chicago, and they're being put up in goddamn nice places, man. While your own people live in goddamn tent cities across this country and on the streets. And this foreign bitch, I mean, Trumpy, you don't want your woman attacked. You keep that bitch at home. You keep your bed warmer in the bed, buddy. Who is this unelected whore that stepped up to say that you're going to accept this goddamn invasion? You're going to fuck your children. They talk about separating children across this goddamn country by the tens of thousands every year, ripped away from their parents who want them because they will not cooperate with the state dictates of the communists. But it's, man, like that little boy, and man, I searched so hard for that. We got out the computers, and we really tried. We tried hard, people, to find that little boy in that goddamn storm drain. We had Saint talking about his siblings. It's going to be all right. He's going to have a better life, and everything's going to be better because his mom's going to give the kid up for adoption. These are formerly middle-class people in our country, our people. You don't care about separating them. I mean, this is so blatant on its face. And Melania, the whore Trump, urged her husband to stop the policy of separating children from their parents on the border, according to White House officials. Another unelected nobody. Did you elect this bitch to be making decisions for your country? Or is she Donald Trump's bed warmer? on Wednesday under pressure from around the world and even his wife. No, it wasn't from around the world. It was the media. It was this goddamn 29% that feeds the bullshit to the 25%. And they came out, of course, every one of them, this shit. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. Americans don't want to see want these children taken. I don't. I'm a fucking American. I can trace my lineage back to the beginning of this country. It belongs to me. I want every fucking one of them catapulted over the fence. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm looking at this when they're talking about this, shipping them to New York and Chicago to these places where they can be better taken care of. And I see this fucking fat ass going down the street in brand new fucking stretch britches, buddy. And I see this bitch laying down and taking a fucking and shitting a kid out, and it's up to you. Gringo, you take care of my kid. You take care of me. You get your ass out there and get to fucking work, because somebody's got to take care of my fat ass and my fucking kid. And people are just, I mean, like, they're showing these, you know, it's all their own people. It's their own cliques. It's the 25% of them. Oh, YouTube, the American people just don't want to see these children treated. I do. I don't want to see them treated like this. I want to see them stopped at the fucking border. I want to see them being shot at within 100 yards of our fucking border. That's what I want to see. This American, and I am a goddamn American. Not like most of the people in Washington, D.C. and in these state governments ain't been here for two fucking generations. This is a takeover. And you people better wake up. This is going to stop when we stop it. And we better start getting nasty about it. Melania Trump decided. Did she really? She decided that she can give my goddamn country away, this foreign bitch who came. You know, her old man bought her goddamn citizenship into this country illegally. On Wednesday, under pressure, and his wife, President Trump, signed executive order to keep migrant families in detention together. Now you ain't going to prosecute them because you can't prosecute them. Because if you prosecute them, you can't jail them. Why can't you jail them? Because you can't separate them from the children. You ain't going to send none back, are you, Trumpy? That's what you won't say, you son of a bitch. You can't send them back because you can't send the kids back and you can't separate the kids from the parents. I guess this is a done deal, just like it's always been, huh? After signing the order, Trump acknowledged that Melania and his daughter, Ivanka, you know, the Duchess of Jersey, it's the royal family's making goddamn decrees out there, aren't they? Fuck that bitch who has three young Jewish children. Why don't you get your ass over to Israel, you two-bit whore where you belong? Urged him to make the change. Many people had publicly criticized not only the president, but those around. See, you're not going to hear the other side of this shit. Just like, you know, they'll show you these goddamn detention centers down on the border, pool tables and goddamn foosball tables and all this recreational shit. What they will not show you is the storm drains in Las Vegas. They will not show you the homeless camps across this goddamn country where your own people are living in fucking squalor. Because they're not important. What's important? Who's represented? Whose government is this? It's obviously a foreign goddamn government that has occupied our goddamn highest seats of power because they do not represent their people. And they know goddamn, I liked it yesterday. They said 75% of Americans want these children, want this to stop. And 62%, the immigration reform. 62% of 25%, they know this is what, they know they're lying to you right to your goddamn face. 62% and 75% of 25%, which is not a goddamn drop in the fucking bucket to the 75 to 80% that said get them the fuck out. Who do you work for? I know who you work for. Oi. Where is it here? Melania Trump's office. Here, listen to this. Melania Trump's office told CNN over the weekend that she hates to see children separated. Did we get that? Criticized the president around for our two young children, urged him to make the change. Where in the hell did I lose that up? Trump acknowledged that Melania and his daughter, Ivanka, that's where we were, who has three children, urged him to make the change. Many people had publicly criticized not only, but I mean, there are people out here saying, goddamn, get rid of them little motherfuckers. And across this, I guarantee you, there's a lot more people saying that about goddamn 80-20 out here saying, get them out of my goddamn country. But no, you know, we only, the CNN and Fox, man, Fox News, you know the alternative. You know the other side of the coin. You know the unbiased other side of the coin. Oh, man, this is a full push, people, for the invasion of your goddamn country. What they're telling you, like I said, what they just now said, Trump signed an executive order saying that you cannot separate the children from the fucking parents, okay? Now, all right, you got the children in detention, okay? You got the children in here. You can't throw them out. That's what they're telling you. Oh, they'd come here. They're here. It's theirs. It's goddamn country. It belongs to them. They have no such fucking authority, people. This is goddamn treachery at the highest degree. Okay? Now, this is a second. I got to close the door here so I can hear what the fuck I'm doing here. All righty. Anyways, like I said, and so you can't get rid of the children. Now, and we're going to be tough on the border, says the lion hair piece. He says, we're still going to, you know, stop them at the border and all this shit, but they ain't going no goddamn where, people. They're shipping their children to Chicago and New York and all over the country because, you know, them children can't be separated from them parents. So you're telling me, Trumpy, that you're going to prosecute them and put them in jail? You can't do that, can you? And you can't even deport them, can you? This is what they're not saying. It is so goddamn obvious, but they're working hard on an immigration bill to get them all in here legally. So this ripoff, this taking of your country, this illegal taking by a goddamn group of charlatans at the very top, these international occupation of our country. It's coming. This is what, I mean, it's already been said, but they won't say it. They can't deport them. If you can't separate them from the children, And that means that you can't throw them out of the country. You can't take them away. Then children, they can't be thrown out. So the parents can't be thrown out. So this shit's going on. That fat ass bitch I seen walking down the sidewalk, she'll be at the Walmart next week getting her cubicles done on your tab while you're out busting your ass trying to make enough fucking money to keep a roof over your head and paying for that fat bitch and paying for her fucking kids. And when by the time them kids get grown up, make no mistake about it, they'll be the ones holding that pistol to the back of your goddamn kids' heads to put a bullet in them, because that will be the finish of this conquest. If people just stand here and, they're trying to play this shit like they put it out there as an ad campaign. Oh, all of America's just Uzi and Ozzy over these little rat bastards down on the fucking border. Oh, they ain't getting treated good enough, man. They ain't getting, these goddamn criminal invasion isn't getting treated good enough. They're little children. They don't give a shit about your children. You see what you will not see from the mainstream media, Fox, and the mainstream media, CNN, these mainstream son of a bitch and 9% approval motherfuckers, is you won't see them go across this country and show the squalor that the goddamn American national children are living in as they're, well, we're going to look at something. I want to finish this and we'll go to the next one. Melania Trump's office. I don't remember her getting elected to anything, do you? Told CNN over the weekend that she hates to see children separated from their families, especially when they're goddamn little foreigners like you are, you bitch. But said it was up to both political parties to develop an immigration solution. This is what they're pushing for. This is what Obama couldn't get for fucking 8 years. As hard as he pushed and as much as he tried and his communist, international communist buddies tried, they couldn't get it. And see, it's going to be, they're going to finally go, well, okay, whatever the Democrat says, open borders, transnational highway, that's how it has to be for the children. For these little children, these foreign fucking little children. Fuck those foreign children. We got American children here and this country belongs to them and you ain't fucking taking it from them. Develop an immigration solution. In the past couple of days, she has increasingly made clear to the president that he should use his power to fix the problem. This is a goddamn woman. Did you elect this? Was she on the ballot some fucking where? That is giving direction to how your country's going to go at the very fucking top? Just before President Trump, she has become even more vocal about her thoughts and opinions on the topic. Shove them up your ass. You're unelected. Just like the goddamn unelected churches and shit down here is facilitating this goddamn invasion, a White House official said. Just before President Trump told reporters he would reverse course and seek to keep the families together in detention, a White House official said that from the start, Mrs. Trump has been encouraging the president to do all he can to keep their families together. Well, what you got to do is you got to give him my fucking house, Alania, you two-bit fucking foreign whore. You got to give him our goddamn, the wealth of my nation over to these goddamn foreigners. I tell you what, it's going to be after the fucking fight and after the hangings, you bitch. Go fuck yourself, you two-bit whore. You have nothing to say in this. Melania Trump visits detention centers. Did you see it today, people? Man, them goddamn kids, I mean, you look at what's going on there. That's not why I want to go to this one. We got to do this one first. Because this cuts to the meat and potatoes. This is how much it costs to detain an immigrant in the United States. This is from CNBC News. As of this month, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement runs 113 detention facilities across the country and works with state and local jails along with private prisons to operate hundreds more. ICE facilities cost $133.99 a day per adult. I mean, when I go somewhere, if I can't ever get away from here, it's very fucking rare, once or twice a year. I'm paying, you know, a cheap motel room will cost you $60, man. But no, that ain't good enough for these son of a bitches. We ain't done here. According to ICE's fiscal year 2018 budget, on average, it costs $133.99 a day to maintain one adult detention bed. It gets better, people. But immigration groups have pegged the number closer to $200 a day in those goddamn dirty churches down there on that border. Every fucking one of those goddamn Judeo-Christian churches down there are sucking this buck. This is coming right out of your pocket, going to them fucking treasonous churches down there so that they can facilitate an invasion and conquering your goddamn country. Those fucking traitors need to die the death of a dog. The cost to maintain a family bed which keeps mothers and children together in a family residential center while our people are sleeping in goddamn tents and on the fucking sidewalks, people. What's it cost here? Around $319 a day, according to DHS. Do you got that kind of money to take care of yourself? Do you get $319 a day to keep a roof over your head and food in your belly? Do you? But as of April, children have been separated from their parents with much higher frequency, which led to the creation of, quote, tent cities to hold thousands of separated children. Those beds cost, are you ready? These beds cost $775 per person per night, HHS told NBC News. Is this, I mean, our people, like I said, you people know, 100 million of our people are destitute in this country. Living like goddamn animals. But these fucking foreigners come up here. What could be the motivation here? Like a one world goddamn slave system? They want these son of a bitches. You go on the Republican side of it and they'll tell you, yeah, we want to drive the price of labor down. We want cheap labor. You want fucking slave labor. You want to conquer a country and take its resources from the people it rightfully belongs to. You sorry son of a bitch. The thing is, everybody, if you're hearing me, you better be out there saying, fuck those little dirtbag motherfuckers and kill them all. They're invaders.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Are you trying to tell me these people have indoor plumbing and I don't?
Yeah, there you go, Flea. There you go. $775 per bed, per person, per day, buddy. Do you spend that kind of money on your lodging, dude?
Hey. I've been working on trying to get a toilet in here for 5 years.
Yeah,
and I don't even have to live this way.
Well, you know, back into the article, an ICE spokesman said it does not detain unaccompanied children. However, it does oversee. See, we're not taking and holding these little rat bastards evade. I guess if you wanted to invade this country, just send the children. Because nobody can, and you're not allowed to stop them. They can come on in, and once they got it occupied, well, then mom and dad, come on, this is our country now. Come on. And that's what's been going on here for 50 fucking years, people. And this is not going to stop. Just like, I mean, when I seen Trump coming up there and signing, I mean, he's all proud of that. Put it up there. The pressure came on. The goddamn people from a foreign country said, you aren't going to do this, boy. And the people in this country are saying, you better goddamn do it. You work for us. Fuck you people that own this country. I represent those foreigners. And that's what Trumpy did, buddy. Right in front of your face. And I'm sure they're out there. Oh, he had to do what he had to do. He's being Trump. Yeah, you fuckers. You're going to hang. Local jurisdiction. Go ahead.
They're reopening homeless shelters all over the country. Oh. House, fucking
asshole. No, they're making new facilities. I mean, they're taking solar facilities in New York City and Chicago. I just put the article up. Mark, read it. It's got the goddamn showing them going down, showing their fat asses going down the street to their new fucking homes while your people are sitting in the goddamn gutters. Nobody will even flick a camera over on American National laying over there in the fucking gutters starving to death.
Well,
Why don't they earn their bones? Let's just throw them into the old Japanese internment camps that were used.
You can't
in the
do
World
that.
War.
To see, you can murder Americans. You can beat them down, tase them, shoot them right down on camera, right in the fucking back with their hands up. And hey, you can get away with that. But you cannot. I mean, when an illegal alien comes across this country, one of their precious children. Because they've been over there fucking in all these countries, and they've been making a lot of children for you to raise. When them little bastards get here, man, I like I said, you got foosball, you got to pull all the outrage. This is Auschwitz. You got to give them, take Henry's house. No, don't take Henry's house. That's worse than fucking Auschwitz. We got to take something better. We got to have them something better for these son of a bitches while the American national children are fucking living in tents. Living in squalor with dirty clothes. You look at these son of a bitches, how well they're dressed. Look at the women, how fucking fat they are. They look like real refugees, don't they? People. But as of April, children... Oh, go ahead, brother.
I'm telling you, man. I went to Pizza Hut. Same thing. Got this big Mexican... I don't know. Where do they buy these fucking clothes at? That's what I'm saying. How do they fit into these? Where do they shop at? Because these son of a bitches are so tight. I swear to God, if you stuck a pin in them, they'd explode.
I'm telling you, these cows are, I mean, you've seen refugees coming from other countries, real refugees. You see them, you know, they look starved and shit. You know, they have filthy clothes and stuff. They're refugees. These ain't refugees. They're coming up here because they've been invited up here to take what we have if we'll let them do it. And they'll put the children out front. You see, they put the children. You can't tell my children. Yes, I can tell your children. It's like your children coming to my house. I'll tell you one time to get your children the fuck out of my house. And then I'll punt their fucking asses out of my house. How about that? And then I'll come and stomp your ass on top of it. That's how this shit's supposed to work. What happened here, people? The country belongs to us, not them. And these dirty charlatan sons of bitches like that Trump bastard and his bitch cannot give it away. They have no such authority, but then everything they're doing is without authority now, isn't it? You think about that. That you cannot detain these son of a bitches in a goddamn, what is a goddamn, I've seen these pictures of these places, pool tables, like I said, goddamn nice beds. I mean, better than the bed I sleep in. And you can't do that to them. You can stop an American on the side of the fucking road and take his money at gunpoint under asset forfeiture, no charges or anything. You can do that, you see. And Melania Trump, she don't know about nothing like that, you see. You can do that, but you can't touch these fucking foreigners. Why is that? Why is that, people? An ICE spokesman said it does not detain unaccompanied children, right? Temporary housing of children separated from the adults. The average bed rate for this type of facility is $139.40 per day, according to ICE. However, ICE estimates often lack in transparency and don't reflect the true cost. There's been so much discrepancy that the U.S. Government Accountability Office looked into ICE's budget requests and found that its methodology was inaccurate and recommended a change in the way it comes up with the cost estimates. And then there's the question of how long immigrants are detained. I mean, you think it's $775 a day. Why don't you say fuck those tent cities and put them up at the Hilton? It would be cheaper. Do you see what I'm saying here, people? There is no expense for these goddamn dirtbag foreign fuckers who have no rights in this country or no right to this country. There's no goddamn limit to, goddamn, they gotta have, open up the fucking bank and pour it on them. Our own people, 100 million of our own people, American nationals, living in squalor, living in tents in the shithole as fucking places you can imagine, in the wintertime, with their kids, and that's okay. If they bitch about it, you know what, they'll come take their kids away from them and hand them over to CSD, and then they can take them over and give them to some pedophiles to play with. That's your American national for you.
Not only are we paying for this, we're also paying for the government agents to rape and sodomize these children.
You bet you we are. You bet you we are, but you're not going to do that to no foreigners, child. Because these goddamn people from other countries have rights in your goddamn country, even if you don't.
Yeah, Child Protection Services will go up to your front door. If they don't like the way the inside of your house looks, guess what? They separate the child from the parent.
They don't go get you another place, a better place, some place that's adequate, do they? They just take your kids, don't they, Mark?
Yep.
And I'll tell you something else, this thing about, you know, these are the ones that are crossing the border illegally. These aren't the ones that are coming up, I mean, by the hundreds and coming through the goddamn ports of entry. These are the ones that are committing the crime of crossing the border. Now, you take, this happens every day in this country, and I'm going to lay it on you. You got an American mom, man, she ain't got no goddamn money. She's done everything she can. There's no place for her to get no more goddamn money. And her kids are hungry. So she goes in and she tries to steal from a store. Now, when they come and catch this woman whose kids are hungry, she's trying to steal food from them from a store. I'll tell you what they do. They separate them from her mom. Her mom gets arrested and she gets jailed. She might not never see her kids again. She sure as hell ain't going to know where they are for the longest time. They'll be in his foster home getting boogered by some freak in 2 days flat. And that's okay because you're an American national. You're not one of these fucking people that have been put up above you. These little brown fuckers from south of the border. You're not one of them. You're an American national. You're goddamn, you are here to slave for those fucking people until they get enough of them here to kill you. And then you'll be done here in this country, okay? If you keep letting it go on. And just watching this shit and them coming up and having the balls to come up and say, like Trumpy coming up and sign that thing right in front of the people that he said he was going to end, every one of them. He didn't say, except for the children, except for the refugees. He said, every one of them. And he signed it yesterday because, well, Melania and Ivanka decided that, hey, these goddamn people are important. They ain't like them Americans you work for. I don't care who you work for, Dad. I don't care who you work for, old man. You're going to do what I say. Not what the goddamn people you work for say.
Yeah, Melania's got a real short memory. They were separating kids from parents back in 1776. I mean, you know. There's nothing new about doing that.
Brother, every day, the goddamn drones fly, and they kill and tear families apart in the Middle East. They're dropping bombs right now on goddamn places. Families are being torn apart, literally, and put in the fucking ground every day by these monsters. And this is a pretense. Oh, they've always been able to throw that children thing up to us, and everybody, well, I guess is they pushed that political correctness shit to the point to, well, yeah, if it's children, I guess, well, fuck yeah, kill me, take everything I got, give it to them children, because they're children. Fuck those children. They're not my children. They're not my country's children. They're the foreign fuckers over there fucking and making those kids and bringing them over here for me to take care of, and I ain't doing it. Get rid of them. Or we'll get rid of you.
They're media stage props, man.
Goddamn right they are.
Yeah, well, you know, man, they got these. We got anchors right now on television, news anchors, crying on TV about this. I mean, you know.
They'd be crying. They'll be crying when I put that rope around their fucking neck, too. I don't care if they're crying. I don't care if those kids are crying. I'll go out there and kick them out like a fucking dog out the door. That's what I would do, and that's the feeling of them. They know. You see, you're not going to hear the other side of the story, just like you're not going to see your own people that are way worse off than these son of a bitches. They're not walking around fat in brand new clothes. You're not going to see your own people. They get a point to camera and say, this is what it is, and, oh, the poor children, here, just let them invade because the rich fuckers want slave labor in this country because the poor children, you see kind of a conundrum there, isn't it? We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Head high, protest line. Freedom scribbled on your sign. Yeah. job of revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God, we trust all the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. And we, I mean, back to Alania, what the hell is her name? Alania Trump? You know, Alania, what you know, they're trying to portray them like these family folk, you know, and that, you know, like the Cleavers or something. And Alania, what you need to be doing is getting a blood test from old Stormy Daniels to see what kind of venereal diseases you've got, because that bitch has hosed them. She's hosed them. She's hosed mountains of dudes, man. And your old man hosed her, and then he hosed you. Why don't you go deal with that? You know what's going on here? This is the goddamn, because you're seeing Fox come in on this. Oh, them poor children. Oh, Fox is just right in there. It's just like there ain't no goddamn difference in them today, huh? But then what it is just evangelicals. You know, the good, but then, you know, when you see their top guys, they're always busted fucking whores and fucking dudes, you know, and shit, man. They're busted all the time for this shit. So, but, you know, this is who's standing up, because those churches down on the border, they're the ones getting these $700 and these $300 a day and all this goddamn money, people. And they are the ones facilitating this invasion into your country. And Melania Trump is, like as Flea said, she's just a fucking prop. I mean, they're bringing her out here like this thing, like she's, you know, speaking in broken English, telling you to fuck off, and you telling them you want them out of your country. Oh, well, I'm the queen, and so, you know, the queen in broken English. Go back to your own fucking country, you two-bit fucking foreign whore, and take your venereal disease that old Donnie gave you with you. And you see these goddamn evangelicals, all the, you know, Trump, he's a bad guy. He's done some bad things, but, you know, all this stuff, because it's all going for them. They're getting back the control of the dirty church and the mechanism, you see. And it's made billions of dollars for them off the fucking backs of people like you and me, because that's where this fucking wealth comes from in the first place. These Judeo-Christian scum-sucking shit is what you are, all every goddamn one of you. And I'll tell you, people, you better get fucking pissed about this, and you better be out there going, you know, fuck those little bastards. Get them out of my country. Get those fucking cockroaches out of my fucking country. Little cockroaches, big cockroaches, fat-ass cockroaches, get them all out. However, and then there's the question of how long immigrants are detained. ICE estimates an average stay 44 days. That's 44 days at $775, people. And, you know, they're just now starting this shit where they're fucking, taking and holding them at the border. The ones that's been to, you know, catch and release, they just automatically got $257 a day. A goddamn person working out there, an American national working out there, can't make that kind of money. But they're taking it from you and handing it to them. And you can just do without food. You can do without goddamn shelter. You can go live on the goddamn streets, because this country's being recolonized by the god Pope's little brown army from the south. And that son of a bitch Trump is complicit in it every inch of the way. Him and the evangelicals and the Judeo-Christians in this country are fucking traitors to the rest of our people. They are our enemy, and they have to be destroyed, or we're going to be destroyed. Make up your mind. 44 days, but thousands of immigrants have been held for longer, far longer. In one case, heard by the Supreme Court, an immigrant spent 3 years in detention. 3 years, people, even at the lowest estimate here. What was it, $133.99 a day? 3 fucking years. And you paid for it. When the son of a bitch crossed your border, he fucking legally. And the son of a bitches who are telling them they can come in here, even the ones they're telling can come legally, they do not have the authority. Because every time they bring one in, it's a taking from every American national in this country. It is a taking without due process of law. That's why they put that in there. See, all this Constitution shit where they're going to be in control of immigration, all this shit was already there. That's why they put the Bill of Rights in place, so they couldn't do this very thing they're doing. Because they are removing this country from each and every one of us without our right, absolute right to due process of law. And our founders made it clear. They breach this, you shoot them. That's why we shot them in the first place. And I don't give a shit, you know, like I talking yesterday, oh, Joe McNeil had to bring up the flag again this morning. Oh, that flag. Like I said, there was, in the colonies, there were people who revered that British flag. They had fought under that British flag in Canada. And during the French Indian Wars, they had fought under that British flag. They revered it like Joe McNeil. He reveres that flag. Even now when that flag came around till it represented tyranny, when it represented rape and murder and pillage, the people, oh, I just got to worship that flag because it is what it is, I guess. I have to worship it. It has those circle things and things all over it. And yeah, I got to worship that flag. You're worshiping the government. Joe McNeil, you're worshiping the goddamn tyrant. You are a fucking Tory. Like the rest of these son of a bitches are Tories. They keep playing this game like, oh, we got big militias. Fuck you. You're makeup, because I know who you are. You make up that you're about 12% of that 25%. Okay. But we're 75%. We'll put every fucking one of you in the ground. Make no mistake about it. You're going in the fucking ground, and you're going in a hard way. And all these fucking invaders, man, you're going to be scrambling to get over that border when it's open season on your asses, which is coming. There is no choice in this, people. You think that it's going to get better? Do you really? I have to hope you people that went out there and acquiesced to this shit. No, Donald Trump, you got to let Trump be. You got to give him some time. You see, and you got to let Trump be Trump. But Trump's being Trump. and Melania is being Melania, and Ivanka is being Ivanka. Your royal fucking family is telling you you are a goddamn third world nothing. You have nothing to say in this. We will bring in all the slave labor we want, and you'll keep your mouth shut, or we'll send our thugs out to kill you. That's where we're at here, people. Whether anybody can see it or not.
How do you get the people to make up their mind, Henry?
Well, you just got to starve them down, I reckon, brother. You got to starve them down, maybe. I don't know. I mean, starve them down, or maybe when you start actually taking them over the pit, maybe if you put it in, I don't know. We've watched people be executed by this illegal occupation many a times. We watched Kelly Thomas be beaten to death. We watched James Boyd be shot in the back with a shotgun. We watched what was her name? The gal there at I'm trying to think of her name. Oh, it's right there on the tip of my tongue. Marion Curie. We watched her with a little baby in the back, a one-year-old baby in the back of her car. Watched him come up with a fucking M60 and boom, boom, kill her dead. We watched Eric Garner be choked to death on the side of a fucking sidewalk by some fucking, with these goddamn thugs. I don't know what it would take. Maybe, I don't even know if it would be group executions. They'd be like, well, at least they got them and not me. This is the cowardice that I am witnessing out of what is supposed to be the toughest fucking people on the planet. Not. I mean, goddamn, this is sickening. This is sickening, just what I watched on there. Like I said, the first thing I see when they start is this fat ass. And this is what I've seen in all these fat ass women. I mean, these are goddamn 240-pound fucking women. Their goddamn asses as wide as an axe handle. Going down the street in those stretch pink pants. Going down because I'm going down to get my money. Where's the free Walmart? I got to get my cubicles done. And then we're going to go loot the shelves. Because you're going to pay for it, you fucking American nothing. We're here to take it. And we got our government, not your government. This ain't our government, people. The government is supposed to be representative of the people. Who do they represent? It ain't you and me. It ain't 100 million Americans that have been dispossessed and made civilly dead. They're trying to sweep under the carpet. Oh no, it's only 3% employment looking over their shoulders is sweeping our people under the goddamn rug. American nationals with degrees living out in goddamn homeless camps, people. But these son of a bitches are important. You better start asking yourself, why are those little fuckers so goddamn important and your people aren't important at all when they're supposed to be representing you, not them. They're supposed to be representing you against them, against everybody out there who would come and try to take what's yours. But they're not doing that, are they? Melania Trump visits detention centers, and this is the propaganda thing that's been going. Like they're out here trying to convince us, you know, we have to do something for these children. Melania said so, and everybody loves Donald and Melania. So Melania said, hey, Melania, like I said, you better go get that two-bit whore, Stormy Daniels. You better go get a blood test from her and see what you got. First Lady Melania Trump has arrived at a detention center in Texas. Housing immigrant children separated from their parents. I heard them say, against their will. I heard one of them say, they're being held against their will. You'll get the fuck on the other side of the border and you'll have all the will you want, you son of a bitch. You can will yourself to go left, right, up and down or backwards. But you cross over into this country as an invasion force. You can't touch me. I'm a kid. I mean, goddamn. What about when they start coming into your goddamn neighborhoods? And you're like, I've told you guys this and we're already seeing it. Start coming into your neighborhoods and beating the hell out of your children, cutting your children up. You can't touch them.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Rob from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Rob.
And I've been listening for you for a while now, and you make a lot of common sense. And I unregistered the vote. That's what I did. And I don't give them that consent to none of this crazy shit going on.
I don't either.
They have no authority at all under the Bill of Rights. They have no. If people just read it and understood it. But like you said, there's a lot of people out there that will jump on this bull crap of Donald Trump and shit, you know.
It's true. The thing is,
yeah.
Like you said, you unregistered to vote. I mean, I give my consent not to this, too. And you know,
yeah.
it seems like a no-brainer to me. If they're operating on the consent of the people, first thing, if you're not going to be shooting them, at least you ought to be trying to remove the consent.
Exactly, yep.
I don't know, brother. I don't know, because like I said before, good for you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, you know, there's too many people that, if you went back and looked at it, all the properties across this country that are owned, it's going to have to be relooked at. We went under a foreign charter to even make title to the lands here. what titles are out there. And like John had pointed out before, all the titles are in a vault down there in New Jersey. All the titles to every land. Nobody owns anything. But they're playing on the assumption that if they can get the old school, the old guard back, under the old guard, they had the illusion of owning their property, and they could pretend like they owned their property, and they were even a part of the game. That's why they won't stand up to this shit. That's why they won't unregister to vote. They do not want this shit fixed, because if it gets fixed, the field is leveled. The ball of spaghetti is thrown out in the goddamn trash, and the field is leveled. And then we're going to talk, and I'm telling you, we're going to be talking. I mean, like I said, these people that are part of that 12% that think they're out there. We got organizations. Fuck you, man. You're nothing. You are PETA. We are MUI. And we're going to be coming for you. And we're going to look at those land titles. We're going to look at how that land got transferred, because one time I've looked at land here where I live, and I tell you, 15 minutes it was in. It was a big fraud. And they caught the fraud. One guy went to jail, but all the people who got that land through that fraud, they got to keep it. Well, that ain't going to happen. We're going to find out how everything was dispersed by these God, by the dirty church congregations and by the Masonic Lodge, and it's all coming back home. And everybody who was a part of it, you're going to be dispossessed, man. You better go get a fucking gun and get ready to fight me, because I'm taking it. We're going to take everything you got. You're going to be made poor. You're going to find out what it's like to have your shit taken from you with just, you're just going to be, oh, but that's mine. Well, yeah, no, it ain't. You went along with this shit, so you got the illusion of it. And you shit on the rest of us. You committed treason against us by acquiescing to this shit because you got a goodie for it. You got a Scooby snack. Well, we're taking your fucking Scooby snack. You're going to be made poor, because that's what you should be made poor for, going against your own goddamn people, committing treason, voting with a goddamn occupation. And like he said, none of this makes sense. There is no authority. There is no authority because there is no constitution. At what point, I've studied contract law. I mean, it was a part of the shit I studied. I studied shit for 10 years. But as a part of the contract law, man, I mean, this is common knowledge. Anybody who's even looked at the subject or even looked at it a little bit, if you breach a contract to the point that goddamn constitution has been breached, it doesn't exist anymore. It became an open contract of shit 100 years ago when they removed the people's right to own gold. And when they set up that Foreign Federal Reserve and took away surrendered the goddamn charge of Congress to mint the money. It was over then. That contract didn't exist no more. It was breached. Too many of the crucial elements have been removed. They've been just so breached that you can't even consider it a contract. If it was a contract, it would be binding on your side too, don't you see? You'd be able to enforce the terms of that contract, can you? No. They removed your courts. They removed your authority. They have, with the 14th Amendment, they have told you that you are a subject. You are at a lower level. You are of less consequence. You are a property, a subject. If that comes from, the old Europe, a subject is somebody that's owned by somebody. You are not a free sovereign. They removed that with the 14th Amendment, and ever since then, I mean, God Almighty, that it's been breached. When they did put the 14th Amendment in there, when they altered that contract with zero authority back in 1789 or 90, whenever they did it, when they did that, that contract ceased to exist because there was no two parties. In the first place, there was a clause in that contract that said it couldn't be altered like this. And once it was, man, the contract ceased to exist. It was just pure tyranny. But this is what they intended from the get-go. This is what they intended in the colonies. After they hijacked the uprising and called it the Revolutionary War. Under that flag that Betsy Ross and some more secret Masons put together to represent this Mason force who hijacked the goddamn uprising, that's where the sword was surrendered from Cornwallis, over to that institution represented by that flag. That flag doesn't represent our people. You know, they talk about, there's a big deal about people standing up and putting their hand over their heart, these football players. You know what? We've talked about this before, like these banks and shit going after the people who manufacture guns and about removing their license. Now, I'm going to tell you guys the facts about the football thing, that Trump, his big thing. God, he ought to be able to force everybody to stand up and either do it, swear allegiance to this fucking treacherous-ass goddamn international government, or you ain't an American. Well, I got news for you, Trumpy. By rights, That goddamn NFL, if they try to tell somebody that they have to stand up or put their hand on their heart, if they try to tell them they have to do anything that involves their politics and their free will, they can say, fuck you, and their license gets pulled. See, everybody's all for that license, pulling that license when it's about the guns. But, I mean, you have to stand on every issue here. I don't care whether you agree with those people out there on the field kneeling or not. That by God they can kneel. If they can't, you can't. That's what you got to realize. And they'll create situations like this to remove your rights. Like the idea of yelling fire in a building. You know what? That's bullshit too. Yes, you can. If some individual gets it hurt in there, they can sure as hell take you to task. But to say that just a blanket, I mean, this is a blanket law. That's what they do when they start legislating bullshit. They start legislating absolutism. And there is no two situations alike. That's what they've tried. That's why they put the case law shit together in the admiralty. To remove the difference between one place and another, one situation and another, there are no two situations alike. There are no two people alike. That's why you, each person has the right to that 12-person jury, and you have the right to the due process and to come up with a just decision from your peers. Not just this, oh, somebody did it over here this way, and well, that's how it's going to be our controlling. That's going to be the controlling law. I don't care what the other circumstances are. This is what we say. And in the first place, you can't put that into my common law. You had to remove me from the common law and put me into your admiralty law as property that you can dispose of at a whim. And that, now that you've done that, you think that you can just start, you know, well, we're just going to lay this down as absolute. And this is like the Supreme Court. You know, they tell you that's the absolute law of this country. But you change a couple of those hoodlums, these goddamn unelected son of a bitches in the Supreme Court. And all of a sudden, it doesn't mean that. It means that. That ain't how law works. Law is based in facts, like the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is written in absolute fact. And every issue of law has to come down to fact. You can't have it, well, he thinks it might be this way or that way. There's no thinking about it or mights about it, because you're talking about people's freedom and liberties. There are no mights or maybes. There are, it either is or it ain't. So yeah. This is what they've forced us into. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like you said, this reestablishment of the, it's similar to a caste system. But in Europe, they called it the estates, three estates, and then there are subcategories of those estates. And that's, you know, kind of the feeling what I'm observing happening, you know, that reinstatement.
Oh, yeah. This is the crown heads of Europe coming to take it back, just like Albert Pike said they would. They've been working this through the Masonic lodges since the time of Albert Pike. And this is exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
And what you talk about, the law, which is the standard, is spoke of, we hold these truths to be self-evident, which they were, the words were memorialized, you know, that, but anyway, when those things, all they were stating was a fact of first principles.
What they were doing is reiterating the people's bitch at them and trying to make it their own, because they were the ones that were inflicting the tyranny on the people that wrote that document.
I follow you there, you know, but the thing is what you're saying is you know, it is the first principles of unalienable rights, which man does not have dominion over other men.
That's right.
Never. So with that, I'll back out. Have a good one, man.
You're right. Hey, how's it going? Whoever that was. Anyways, here we are with Melania Trump. Let me see what else we had here, because we're, this one, we just kind of brush over it, but this is another one I wanted to hit. Tennessee law to exempt county commissioners from gun laws takes effect. I mean, how far have we gone down this path, people? Now they're saying, well, actually, these laws we are making are for you and not for us. You see, because the government is above the people. You see, you're a normal you're just a person. You're just a subject. We are the one that subjugated you. We are the government, and you are the subject, you see. And I mean, in plain, simple terms, it's like when we talk, I mean, this is why it drives me insane when they talk about learning curves. I mean, this right here, Tennessee law to exempt county commissioners from gun laws that they wrote we wrote this down on a piece of paper. We kill you over this. If you don't obey this, we'll shoot you. But we get it. It doesn't apply to us, because we're the government, and we're the sovereign of this country, not the people. This is what it really comes down to. And it's starting to be, I mean, blatant. It's beyond blatant, people. They are, I mean, this is like somebody walking up to you, I'm your friend. and spitting right in your face, okay? It ain't real. It is what it is on its face. Just this one statement here. I mean, the people who went to war to win this country for us, who gave their lives, man, and young kids went out and did it too. The people who fought and died to get these rights for us, have they seen this right here? Man, this is what they were saying. No, you're not. Because what were they doing at Lexington Concord? They're saying the king's men, the king's soldiers, the king's men. That didn't have to be soldiers, because even the civilians that were the king's men, you know, the people in the colonies that ruled the colonies, the king's men. You're going to be able to have your guns.
Hey,
plebes.
Henry.
Go ahead.
Yes, Coyote here.
Hey, brother.
I was listening to what you said a while ago about how it's probably going to be very hard to get these people to change their minds at all. I'm going to tell you why. Because they're all parasites. They don't have to work.
That's it, man. That's the truth of it.
They can write shit down and get money for it, you know?
Well, and tell the people, I mean, I talk about that bully thing. I talk about that bully thing over there in Australia. And this is exactly what it is. This is a little 50-pound little kid beating on a 150-pound kid, and the kid's just sitting there. He can't even hurt him. The kid's so big. But finally, he just gets enough of it. And I mean, this is what we're looking. This is how cowardly we look, people, to other people around the world. God damn, you're standing there, you're fully armed and shit, and you're letting some little, I mean, just like that little punk, it's like Blumenthal, and these people you look at on TV, look at that. Could that guy really, I mean, could he roll you over if he was dead? He couldn't. How in the fuck is he bullying you? How is that happening? Oh, he's doing it through this. I better go kick the shit out of that and that and that, and then this will be done. Then I'm taking Blumenthal. I'm going to stretch his fucking neck.
That's right.
Damn straight. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, what we got to do now is just come out and say, you know, fuck those little bastards. They're not taking my country from me. Some bitch ain't going to get screwed over there in Honduras and bring her leavings up here to take what is mine. It ain't going to happen. And that is the Word from the Trenches.